Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Let's hear it from the man who Jay will be throwing the ball to on a conference call right now, Bears number one draft pick, Kevin White.
I'm playing a big thing, and I want to work, and I'm excited, and I just want to help the team win games.
Kevin, you have the label as being a little bit raw. What are the biggest areas you feel you need to polish up as you come into the league?
Of course, route running and just technique. I think when I get around NFL coaches and learn the system, that I'll be fine.
Hey, Kevin, what exactly clicked for you last season where you kind of just blew up and sort of came out of nowhere with just huge production?
I had a healthy quarterback.
Can you guys turn audio of NFL?
My head coach, Coach Anderson, wanted to put the ball in my hand, and I think I did a great job with that. Off the field, I just worked extremely hard. And, of course, I wouldn't be possible without the man upstairs, so I'm definitely blessed.
Speaking of your head coach, how do you think Coach Holgerson's prepared you for your adjustments to the NFL?
I think he prepared me very well. He always talked about being man coverage and just finding the zone, the soft spots in the zones. Worked all the time on deep balls and goal line routes for jump balls. So he prepared me. I think he prepared me very well. At least that's what I'm hoping for. You know, he had guys like Des Bryant and Crabtree and a whole bunch of other guys. The list goes on. So they've been doing a pretty good job. So I'm hoping I can do a pretty good job as well.
Kevin, how closely have you followed the Chicago Bears? How familiar are you with their offense and what they try to do?
I'm very familiar. I know they love throwing the ball, especially due to the big guys. And at the visit, when I went there, it was awesome. They explained everything. Explained the route concept. So everything seemed pretty simple. But I want to get the playbook and hit it hard, so I can help the team win some games.
Kevin, in your pre-draft meetings with the Bears, what left the biggest impression? And also, obviously, you've had a couple days here to take in the city. What have been your thoughts so far of Chicago?
It's great. I love it. I think it's second to none. A lot cleaner, a lot better than New York. Maybe I'm a little biased because I'm from New Jersey. I went to New York all the time, but I love it here. It's very clean. I love the atmosphere. I love the sand.
Hey, Kevin, I know that you kind of sold yourself after junior college and contacted all sorts of colleges before you went to Division I. Do you kind of consider yourself a self-made man, and do you think your work ethic will be one of your greater strengths when you get to the pros?
Yes, definitely. Since I've been through a lot, I never had anything given to me, not even at high school or at junior college. I had to earn for everything, and I basically had to wait my turn. So every time I got the opportunity, I made the most of it.
Kevin, when you visited with the team here, what type of expectations did they kind of put in your head as far as where you could fit in the offense immediately?
Well, right when I got there, and we talked, and they said they want me to come in right away and basically be, alongside Alshon Jeffries, and they feel like it'll create mismatches. So I'm willing to work, willing to learn, do anything I have to do to get better and help this organization win some games.
Kevin, during your time at Lackawanna, what was the most difficult part of sort of waiting your time and having the patience to see that through?
It wasn't as far as talent. There was always something going on. I had to get registered due to a minor injury in my shoulder during training camp. So I missed like a week and a half, so I couldn't compete. And then the following year, I was supposed to play that fall, and I couldn't do the financial paperwork. So I never got the opportunity or the chance, obviously like something popped up, and finally, I made something happen in the year. Blessed, got some great things. I'm going to continue to work hard and be productive on the field.
Any other questions, guys?
Kevin, what do you know about Jay Cutler, and what are you looking forward to about playing with him?
I know he's a great competitor. He hates losing, just like myself. He's a great quarterback. He's been doing it for a long time, and he'll give you a chance downfield.
Kevin, much was said on the ESPN show about you lining up almost exclusively on the right side, and that might be a tough transition. Sure. Would you comment on that?
with me being on the right side of West Virginia, I had to adapt to only being to the right side. I actually liked the left side, and I was always moved around, even in high school and at junior college. So I had to adapt to basically be on one side. So coming to the Bears and getting moved around, playing left or right, I think I'll do pretty. I'll be all right just because I've done it before. The only time I had to sit on the right side was at West Virginia. So I'm excited, and I'm ready to get going.
Kevin, when do you sense that your confidence really elevated at West Virginia?
Well, right when I got there, actually, I had a lot of confidence. And actually, I was planning on leaving early, even before I played a snap in the game, because I was doing so well, and it was so easy during practice that I thought the games would be like that. And when I had a few injuries and went to three different quarterbacks, I knew I couldn't. So I think determination gave me a lot of confidence. I was very determined to prove a lot of people.
Kevin, in those 2 years while you were waiting to get on the field, do you consider that a positive or a negative? I mean, did it help you mature, or was it just, did it slow up your process of developing?
I think you can look at it both ways. I think it slowed me down because I didn't compete for 2 years, so the route running and the little details that I missed out on. And then you can look at it in a good way that I matured. I knew how much I loved and cared for the game, and I was willing to work and do anything to play. So I think that's when my mind kind of flipped, and I got very determined, and I wanted to outwork everybody.
Kevin, at what point did you know you were a Chicago Bear, and were you surprised at all?
When my agent said, I think it was on Redskins, and they said the Bears are probably going to take me, so be ready. And my good friend, Leonard Williams, went to the Jets. The Bears called my agent and put me on phone. So I was very excited, very happy. This is where I wanted to land up. I'm excited to be a Bear.